Today in Roseburg, Oregon, the Umpqua Community College Performing Arts Department is hosting a memorial concert to honor the 9 people killed in the shooting rampage earlier this month. You'll remember afterwards there was a debate about gun-free campuses, even though guns are allowed at Umpqua. Some with guns that day were quoted as saying they couldn't get to the shooting or they were worried they'd be shot by arriving police. You can see our stories about the debate over people bringing guns on campus at hereandnow.org. But today, we turn to a high school outside of Boise, Idaho, that's keeping the guns at the school. Garden Valley is a rural school district with just 200 students. The board voted in May to purchase 4 rifles and 2,000 rounds of ammunition to work with the sheriff's office to train faculty members in self-defense techniques, to hire a new grant-funded restorative justice officer to work on conflict resolution, and then to lock the guns up and hope they're not needed. Greg Alexander is principal and superintendent of Garden Valley School District. Greg, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Robin.
And Superintendent Alexander, we know you were not there when the board voted in May to do this, but you've subsequently learned a lot about it. You've been there since the summer. Why was this decision made?
The decision was made because our first responders are sometimes up to 45 minutes away. The reality is we've got parents and students with cell phones, and the cell phones from the students calling and saying there's something going on. We have 95% of our families with weapons because it's a hunting community, and so those students grow up. I mean, I just sat through a class with fifth graders doing hunter safety, and the whole fifth grade was in there, and it was it's all part of the community. It's a part of the culture that weapons are present. So knowing that students would be contacting parents, they would end up being the first responders. And so if we as a district aren't going to take the matters to us at the school to take care of these kind of situations, then they're going to be down there in a moment, and we've got to make sure they know that we have taken care of their kids. Safety is our utmost concern.
Well, you know, because even though you might be trained in using a gun, you may not be trained in what's happening at a shootout. And I'm imagining that you're worried that more people could get injured. But isn't that also true of the teachers that you're training? No matter what you do, these are not trained police. Aren't you worried, given that schools are statistically the safest places, some of the safest places you can be, despite these horrific headlines, aren't you worried about adding an element of danger once you've got teachers running to unlock rifles?
You know, the teachers have the option to be a part of the training and be a part of the trained staff. And we have Detective Ryan, Steve Ryan, who has come in to help us with all of our training and has done a great job with getting the teachers, administrators on board with understanding the seriousness of what weapons can do. It's a respect value. It's not, we're taking teachers that know and respect weapons to help with securing the facility. So it's not saying, hey, I'm going to take a teacher that doesn't want to be a part of it or doesn't feel like they could make those decisions in those moments. But local, county sheriff's department participates in the training, and so that there's a collaboration between us so that what we can do is at least get things situated and under control before they get there.
Well, one can't imagine how teachers feel after Sandy Hook about, what would I do? How would I protect my students? It's got to be a horrific feeling. And I'm assuming you wouldn't hire a security guard. That must be the expense of that in an isolated rural school must be just prohibitive. And we're assuming that you feel confident that you have these guns secured. And I don't want you to say where they are, but that you have these guns secured.
Yeah, the guns are secure. We have safes throughout the building and, in different places. And the teachers have the ability to get into them that need to. And then, let's say we're trying to deter and say, that our folks are ready to the best of our ability to take care of something like this where, we can't wait to have somebody else come after the fact. We want to be able to say we want to minimize the damage and minimize what takes place. And they are in safes. I mean, that's part of our policy. It says that we'll keep our weapons in a safe throughout the building. You forget they're even there.
Do you? I wanted to ask about that because we understand there are now signs up at the school at the entrance warning that this school is armed. What kind of impact do you think that has on kids?
You know what? Kids grow up to trust their teachers and administrators in the school. That is a huge responsibility, that they grow up trusting us. It's kind of, you know, I think parents want to know that their kids are going to be safe, that when they send them to our school, and we've been complimented throughout from the country with different emails.
You've gotten a lot of positive response, yeah.
We have, and because we're saying we're taking back our schools.
Do you worry at all about liability if the guns fall into the wrong hands? If it's a teacher that has some sort of a mental break or accidentally, you know, and shoots a child? I mean, do you worry about the liability?
You know, I would say yes, I do. I'm not going to deny that, you know, we wouldn't be concerned about that. But the difference is when you grow up, and many of our teachers have grown up and either gone through school in a similar rural setting where that's why they want to teach in a rural setting. The ones that are a part of this are also ones that have grown up around weapons and probably go hunting. And one of the reasons they want to live in Garden Valley is because they go hunting. They recognize that when a gun is fired, it hurts and it kills. It's one of the Ten Commandments of firing. You don't put your finger on the trigger until you're ready to fire. And I think that's the difference. I've been in other settings, you know, when I was working in another district, and the kids don't grow up hunting, but they do have guns around, and that is more of a gang setting, and that's where you start seeing accidents with guns because the kids don't respect the weapons. Mm. Us having, you know, secured weapons, our hope and our plan is that we are deterring more of those kind of situations, especially with it's not just one teacher, you know, or one administrator that has the weapons. It's multiple. So in that same sense, we would actually be able to protect ourselves from that particular person.
Here's an awkward question because it in part indicts us. Maybe it's one thing to do this, but you've been very public about it. And, of course, here I am putting you on the radio. I mean, I'm sitting here worrying. Do you worry that someone will want to challenge your claim of safety?
Some people would say we have a target on our back, but I also think that, you know, obviously we are worried about it. Rob and I, I didn't get into this profession of education just for me or for, you know, a couple of kids. I got in to make a difference. And in all reality, this is one way I think we're making a difference in our community to say we don't have the same situation as another district. Another district has the police station is across the street from the school, and others have a resource officer full-time, you know, at the school all the time. You know, there are those reasons not to, but in our culture, in our situation, with the distance being so great, it matters to us to do this, and I appreciate you asking.
That's Greg Alexander, principal and superintendent of Garden Valley School District in Idaho. Thanks so much for talking to us about it.
I appreciate the opportunity, Robin.